think not even the daytime classes. And Eric built it up, and he was then teaching harmony and up to harmony four and counterpoint and even composition.
Mm-hmm.
And he had made a name for himself and attracted students, and his classes were very full.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing in these classes, they were evening classes, was that the material of students was of the widest variety. There were window washers from Watts, and you know, mechanics from the aircraft industry, and there were musicians from the Philharmonic and the young composers, and there was the best and the most naive and unschooled together. Mm-hmm. And Eric had this really fantastic gift to be able to melt this completely different material into one class.
Mm-hmm.
They really loved and adored him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had these, of course, funny expressions, you know. He was sometimes very frustrated by their efforts, and he would say, if I were you, I would jump out of the window, but close it first. And then make a little window and do a stink and like a picture of that. Present him with it, you know, and illustrate all his sayings.
So in essence, he had built a theory program at City College,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And put the evening program on a solid footing in theory.
Yeah.
Did he have any outstanding students that you recall who perhaps went on to compose? Was that where he met Leon Levitch?
Leon Levitch, he got at the Brandeis camp, but he kept on studying with Eric. And he had a young composer by the name of Robin Frost, who came from Santa Barbara, who was very, very gifted, and was won prizes in American contests.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what became of him, because I have been not following this too closely since Eric's death.
I see. Well, in 1945 and into 1946, Eric worked on this ballet, to which we've made brief reference already, Uranium 235. Was this commissioned first by the SF Opera Ballet, or how did it come about?
Well, Kurt Adler was kept on being very interested in Eric's work, and sometimes he arranged for concerts, and when he had singers whom he coached, he always presented Eric's songs with them. And on some of these occasions, we went to San Francisco, mm-hmm. and Eric would usually accompany them in these concerts.
I see.
And he introduced us to the man who was the ballet man, you know, the man who organized the ballet there. And he was very interested and said that he would do something when Eric would do it. When it was finished, however, he was engaged in other projects and did not want to.
Well, Uranium 235 is a fascinating title, and of course 1945 is the very time the first atomic bombs had been used. Did Dacobra make up this story completely for Eric, or was it something
in
his mind?
Yeah, it was his idea,
mm-hmm.
and I think it could have been done in a much better and deeper way. The story itself is very, I think, is in a way superficial,
mm-hmm.
and it presented a hindrance, but Eric's music, I think, is not superficial. He went more deeper into the core of the underlying thoughts there.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was his first dramatic ballet since way back in 1929 with Pierrot in Der Flasche. And maybe you can talk a little bit about the story so you can, again, give us an idea of how Eric...
Well, it dealt with certain types, a young pair of lovers, which... so to say, representations of rather than real people.
Right.